everybody. Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of your two hosts, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host.
Clayton,
we forgot. Welcome to the Nerdlogs Presents Talking Games with Tim
and Clayton. Yeah, that's our 50th episode in a row. We forgot.
Hey, you know what? We forgot it. Moving on.
We're not going to pretend to be.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah. It's the mark of a good podcast when we forget the title of our own podcast.
Let's bring in our guest.
Yay!
Alex Hunter, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me. Back again.
Yes, we were just talking that you've never done it with both of us. You did it last time with Clayton and Kellen.
That's right.
About Chrono Trigger, one of the best games.
One of the greatest games ever. Should we do like a mini episode at the end where we all talk about like
absolutely.
How much we love it?
I'm 100% on board with
finally,
that.
We get Tim's opinion.
After Clayton, like, gushed so much. And Kellen's like, man, I really got to play this game.
I'm really good. Yeah, Kellen, who had never played it before. God damn it.
We always start out the same way. That is, what are we playing right now? Alex, are you playing anything right now?
So, before what I imagine we'll be talking about took over my life and it became all I played, I had downloaded Child of Light, which is one of the new Ubisoft art games, and they sort of created like a weird side-scrolling RPG where you can fly. And you play sort of this, it's sort of alluded to, but you're sort of dead and dreaming of life or something. I didn't get far enough to really figure out what that is, but it's very fun, very interesting dynamic. And they just took like a couple weird turns with like the mechanics of the game. And it's been really cool and it looks beautiful. I'm all about all of these sort of like games that seem like they're drawn that are coming out recently.
The Ni No Kunis and whatnot.
Yeah, like exactly. But like Ni No Kuni, it's like drawn, it's like anime style.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And this one feels like immersive, like moving pictures sort of things.
Yeah. Like, it's like the old Squaresoft, like, your Saga Frontiers, if you will, watercolored, like, paintings brought
to life. Yeah, exactly.
It's a really beautiful looking game. I just picked it up, I haven't played it yet.
Vince Portacci told me that he just chatted me today and he told me about this game that he got, which is also using that engine about four soldiers in World War I.
Valiant Hearts.
It's the same art style, and it also looks beautiful and, like, very moving.
It looks very cool, very, like, a very emotional game from what I understand.
Yeah.
I want to check that out at some point.
I was pretty excited when I watched the trailer.
Yeah.
Because I was like, holy shit, is this just World War I? Like,
I was like,
this is some fake
steampunk thing.
Crazy, stupid war. And then it's like, holy shit, this is actually World War I. Because you see, like, the Red Barons playing at one point. Like, what the fuck? It's awesome.
One of the YouTube commenters was like, where are the Austrians? And it's like, wow, that's a slice of history right there.
Yeah.
Like, if they're making a game where someone's getting mad that there's no Austrians in it.
Yeah, where is the representatives from the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
We were the second. His main gripe was we were the second most populous country in Europe at that time. I don't understand how we're not represented.
Fair, I
guess.
No, yeah.
You know?
How dare a video game boil down history to make
simplicity
simpler and easier to understand?
What would you compare Child of Light to? It's a shorter game, right?
I believe it is shorter, yes. It's got elements of, like, a normal side-scroller in that you are collecting, like, weird wisps and, like, almost like coins that affect the game and affect what you can do in the game for experience and other stuff. And then the actual battles, it's like the RPG timing dynamic, except you can disrupt the timing of the people you're fighting against. You see their sort of timing as well. So there's, like, all of the – it's like a real-time battle where, you know, they're not going to, like, wait. Once, like, it matters very much, like, what time you do stuff. So, it doesn't really, I'm sure there is some sort of comparison that I'm missing, but, it doesn't really have sort of, like, a one-to-one, like,
that's
comparison
cool.
that I...
Sort of like a JRPG with some, like, Wii-style stuff.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, that's sort of what it looked like to me when I watched the trailers and stuff.
Clayton, what are you playing?
I just, beat... not for the first time, but Final Fantasy Tactics, which they did a re-release on like iPhone and iPad and stuff like that.
Yeah.
War of the Lions, which I think was like the PlayStation or the PSP.
Yes, port. It's the one they rewrote a little bit to have it make a little bit more sense and added the cutscenes in.
Yeah, yeah. Which those cutscenes, man, they can fuck right off.
Really?
They're so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They pronounced the guy. What's the name of the like sort of the guy who was your buddy when you were a kid?
Delita?
Is it fucking Delita?
What do you say that name?
I thought it was Delita.
Delita.
Oh, Delita. Yeah. Oh,
gotcha. Because Delita sounds like delete with at the end.
Yeah.
I thought it was retarded. So I was like, these cutscenes can go fuck themselves. Like, because they're the same scenes that happen in Engine in the original game. Only now they're like drawn in this kind of shitty way with really bad voice acting where it sounds like one dude's doing the voice for everybody. It's pretty shitty.
Yeah. I was never really crazy about the characterization or the plot of that. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
It felt to me, I loved the gameplay. I liked sort of the directions everything went in. I didn't feel an emotional attachment to anyone outside of wanting them to stay alive so that I could like do it like plot wise. Like, I wasn't like, man, it means something that's got killed him because, like, that was
I'm gonna side with Alex on this one because I think it is unnecessarily confusing in terms of plots.
Oh, man.
Like, when it gets into the, like, Saint Agarus or whatever stuff, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on in this game?
Agarus is the girl knight that you pick up towards the beginning. She's not very good.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. I liked all the, like, political stuff.
I guess so. Like, don't you feel like it's so, like, anime-like where they're like, but that is truth and light, and you can't, like, oh, you know, like, and then war is this? No, I disagree. Like, you know,
it's
really weird philosophical points.
Yeah, man, that shit, because, like, that's real life. That's how people talk.
It's true.
So, nah, I don't know. I think I got a soft spot because, like, I really like, I really like the Beowulf, like, all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think Dicedarg is kind of like an asshole. But like a really good asshole. Mm-hmm. He's like super manipulative.
Yeah.
I really like, Delida's whole story. I'm gonna call him Delita because that's how I think of his name. Like I think his story and his rise of power is kind of interesting and Machiavellian. But, anyway, that, like, the point is the game's still fucking great.
Yeah.
Even with the addition of dumbass cutscenes and a couple of extra scenes where like it seems like Delita, they threw in these scenes where it's like Delita just, they want you to have him, like, fight some dudes.
Oh, yes.
So you fight as him protecting Ovelia in, like, two battles, I guess, that are so crazy easy, you might as well have not included them in the game. But it's kind of fun to play as him. That's great. That shit holds up really well.
Yeah.
All the combat mechanics and almost XCOM-like in a way of, like,
oh, big time.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot let that guy die.
I think that, because when I beat it, I was like, that game could have been three times as long, and I would not really have minded that much.
Yeah.
That's, in my mind, like, a great, would be a great mobile game where they just released a new chapter every week.
Sure.
Which is, like, three or four battles and, like, something, and they could just go on forever. It'd be, like, a soap opera game.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't try to capitalize on that a little bit more.
But, I don't think it was a big hit in the States when it came out.
No, not really.
Because I remember picking it up, like, day one and just falling in love with it.
And I think you and I, who were big, like, Square fans at that time, were, like, I didn't even, like, read any reviews about it. I was just like, yeah, absolutely, sure, I'll pick it up.
I saw the trailer for it, which was, like,
that was a thing?
All it was that opening cutscene.
Oh.
But they showed that,
a child of light emerges from the...
yeah, exactly. It was, like, it was included in, like, I got a VHS about behind the scenes of Final Fantasy VII, and like at the end of that it showed like Bushido Blade and Saga Frontier and Final Fantasy Tactics, and Final Fantasy, like, the first two I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool, and then Final Fantasy Tactics I was like, what? Like, they're riding on chocobos, you can just, what the fuck? Like, and so I picked it up immediately. That shit's great. And I also picked up a bunch of games in the Steam summer sale. Battle Block Theater, which is a whole lot of fun. It's by the guys who made Castle Crashers.
Oh, okay.
But it's more of a platformer. The Fall, which is like a really weird, like, it's like the game Limbo set in space with like a little bit of combat added to it. You're playing the AI of a battle suit, and the pilot is critically injured and you're trying to save him. So it's you control the suit with like a guy inside who's like bleeding to death or some shit.
That's really cool.
I haven't gotten super far in it, but I love it. Also,
video games are so cool.
Aren't
right?
they like, such a cool idea? You can do the weirdest stuff. Cool, you want.
Weird shit. And so far, I only have interacted with like other AI, which is really interesting because it's a lot of like logic stuff, like trying to convince other people to do what you want, but you can't break the rules, and neither can they. So it's really weird and very fucked up. Mm-hmm. There was another game I was going to talk about. Game called Castlefall, Castlefall, like, Adventures or some shit. It's really great. And it's like a multiplayer game. Max Temkin talked about it before. But yeah, that shit is great. A lot of, like, shooting arrows at dudes, and then you have to go collect your arrows because you don't get very many, and, like, jumping on people. It's really fun multiplayer, so, highly recommend. All those games have been great. And a game called Astro Breed or some shit. It's like a weird anime kind of, you remember those like Zone of Enders games that came out?
Yes.
Yeah, where you play like a giant robot.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's also a bullet hell shooter, so it was really weird. It was also way too short, so I was like, that was fucking weird. So, but kind of fun. I don't recommend that one as highly because it was like, paid like $10 and I played for like 2 hours and that was done. I was like,
all right. That's really no time at all.
Yeah.
It's $5 an hour.
Pretty right? fucking lame, man. Gotta say, and it has like a 93 on Metacritic, and I'm like, how? Like, hey, certainly some people are sure. like, nah, this game's way too fucking short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's because it's not very well known.
I have some of those, though, where it's like, they're highly regarded, and I'm like, I don't get anything out of this. I, God of War series, for some reason, does nothing for me.
Yeah. You don't like to get angry and kill Poseidon and shit?
It just seems very simple.
Or like, beat up women?
Well.
Yeah. Tim, don't you like
you
that?
You got me now.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Tim didn't get that far in the game. It's like, if I knew this was waiting for me.
Keep on playing. As for me, I finished Dark Souls 2 this weekend. I'm happy to be done with it. I don't think it's a bad game. I was playing it while we were shooting the Shock Tease pilot, and I was going from stressful situation to Dark Souls 2, which is unbelievably stressful on its own.
Yeah,
and you're just constantly getting stabbed and shit. And then, like, even when you're, like, having a tough time, someone from the internet can just come into your game and just stab you in the back and then win and
run
shit's away.
Annoying.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It's great. This great game, though.
Yeah. And then this whole week I'm just leading up to Civilization Revolution 2 coming out Wednesday, everybody. You're not going to see me again. I mean, you will, but I'll be playing that.
So the idea is they made it... They improved upon it and made it even more accessible than they tried to do in Revolution? Like, what's the idea here?
The idea is that they, from the ground up, made this one for mobile phone.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool, man.
For iOS. And that, I think, I've talked about this a few times, I think that's a game I've played more than any other in my life. Not because it's the best, it's just like, it's on my phone and it's super fun. And I probably played it, like, going to work and back from work, like 2 hours a day for like years, you know? And so, I'm very excited to play that. I had to delete the last one off my phone, because I was playing it on deity level after a certain point, and I was bragging right there, just so you guys know. Fucking deity level.
Hey, Jim, you should feel really good about yourself.
Was your fly end zipped earlier when you walked in here?
That's right. So close! Now, to be fair, my button is broken, so I can't button my
Hey, guys,
pants.
I wore mesh shorts to work, so we've all got
We're three adult
we're
men.
Just right
we're three horrible slobs.
Good God. And I wanted to bring this up. Cool. Clayton, you and I occasionally talk about anime on this if we come across something good. Have you ever watched Sword Art Online?
No, it sounds like three words that don't belong together.
Hey, this is a video. This is a
this is
a
television anime series. It's
Sword Vision Online.
Nope, Sword Art Online.
Okay,
and it takes place entirely in a MMORPG. That's where the whole series takes place.
Really fucking terrible.
Hold on, everybody, shut the fuck up for a second. So you
is there anything
out?
Like Reboot?
I don't know what Reboot is.
It's in computers.
Oh,
go ahead.
So it starts out. These people are in this MMORPG. It's full
Reboot.
Yeah, Reboot.
It's the guy's full,
face is blue.
Yeah.
What is Reboot?
Don't worry about it.
It's pretty good. It's not that great.
So, wait, was Reboot a sitcom? Am I right about this?
No, it's a TV. It was like a TV show when they first figured out how, like,
make computer graphics. Like,
computer graphics work. It looks real terrible now.
It didn't even look very good then.
No, yeah, it looked really bad.
Sort of online. These people go into
was
this.
Reboot the main? No. That was it. That was it. I'm all done.
Were there only like 2.5 seasons? These people go into this virtual reality world. And then, after a while, here, I'm just going to leave you with the first episode cliffhanger. Okay. They're like, okay, this has been fun. And then they all go to log out, and there's no log out, and they all get summoned to this town. He's like, this, like, entity appears, and he's like, hey, yeah, I got rid of the logout button. Now you're just going to have to live in the game, and if you die here, your body dies in the outside world. And boom, that's the show.
Wow.
And they just take it from there. It's really cool. It has way more to do with, like, the like how virtual reality would affect our society and stuff like that than like video game shit, which is fine, but like the like that stuff is more cool, like the virtual reality stuff. Yeah.
This actually sounds kind of great.
Sure.
Like I will watch. Is it on Netflix or something?
It's on
like
Netflix
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. I'll go watch it tonight. Nice. My girlfriend will really thank you.
Isn't there an original series that Netflix is doing? An original anime series?
I don't know.
I was really excited about that idea because I was like,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, good
job. Yeah. Good job, Netflix.
We're doing it.
So now we talk about video games. Today we're going to talk about a time I recently ran into Alex. It seemed like he was going through what I would call maybe a bit of an addiction with a certain game.
Sure.
And that game is called Hearthstone.
That's right.
Alex, tell us a little bit about it.
So Hearthstone is a game by Blizzard, the makers of World of Warcraft and StarCraft and all those other great ones. And they've basically created like a simpler Magic the Gathering that's playable in like 10 minutes or maybe a little bit more.
You can do a fast game.
You can do very fast games, yeah. A game would probably be around 10 minutes if it's slow, you know, something like that, or if it's quick. Sorry, those are very different concepts that I just came
up with. Right. Opposites.
Yeah. So a quick game will take about 10 minutes, maybe 5 if you just get like fucking rolled over.
Yeah.
And a long one could take probably like 20, you know, around there. And it's very simple. You build decks out of cards that you earn through opening up packs. You can compete like against other people in like a ranked mode or a casual mode. There's also something called the arena where that you basically build a deck out of cards that they sort of offer you and then sort of pit that against other people who've done the same thing. So you get a basic set of cards by like completing sort of like challenges in there. You get in-game gold by completing like other challenges. And then you can also pay for things if you want to. So it costs in-game gold or actual money to compete in the arena. It costs money or actual money or in-game gold to buy packs.
Hmm.
And so that's how they kind of get you. The game is free, but you can spend as much as you want to on this stuff.
Hmm.
And it's all online. And the way you get better, or the way you get better is by getting better cards.
Yes.
You can make as many great calls as you want to, but if someone's like got an all-legendary deck or something like that against you, with like your like a basic deck, you're screwed. You know, there's like so many more cool things you can do with that.
Yeah.
So they have really taken a lot of what's fun about Magic the Gathering and boiled it down and like just put it online.
Are they real like Magic the Gathering cards?
No, they are their own cards.
Okay.
They've sort of created their own set of rules and then attributes for these characters. Their own set of like specific types.
So they're not, like, from the World of Warcraft universe?
They are from the World of Warcraft universe, yes.
Gotcha.
So you play one of the other components that's cool is you actually play as a hero, and you select which kind of hero, and each hero has sort of a different special hero power that you can activate for a certain amount, and also has their own set of specific cards.
Ooh.
So there is a hunter. Let's see if I can remember all these guys. There's a hunter.
God, I hope so.
I mean, we'll never. So
you might know. Maybe I'll do such a good job selling you guys to put this up. It's, and I just want to also. I haven't sold this yet, but I've just been sort of giving a drink. It's cripplingly addicting. This thing has taken over my entire life. It's everything that I love about Magic the Gathering. If there was a storyline involved, then it would be like it would hit all of my like video game buzz pleasure points sort of thing.
excuse me, I'm going to be pleasured by Hearthstone.
Pardon me. Well, I do think that video games in some ways are just sort of like, it's stimulus, you're like stroking your brain, you know what I mean? Like I do feel
absolutely
that way. It's like aphasia or something like that. Is that the right word? What's aphasia?
That's the thing where if someone explains something to you very softly or something, you get like a tingle in your head or something like that.
Okay, aphasia.
Oh. It's not like when you like masturbate while choking yourself?
Yeah, that's true.
Both of those are aphasia.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity for confusion with aphasia.
Which is the one where you get like turned on by like math problems.
That's the thing. Both.
That's a thing?
That's
all of them. Also aphasia.
Maybe.
Alex.
Hey, there's no documentation to support what
so,
that says.
So, hunter, shaman, mage, warrior.
Shaman, mage, warrior.
Paladin.
Sure.
Ooh, goodness. There are some other ones I'm forgetting. Warlock, I believe, is one of them.
Clayton, at this point, which one would you pick?
Warrior. Was warrior one of them?
Warrior was one
of
them.
Yeah, warrior.
I might go paladin. What bonuses would we get?
Okay, so warrior...
Fuck you, paladin.
Oh, rogue. Rogue is another one. That's in there. And I think that might be it. I'm probably leaving one out. So any Hearthstone fans out there, I'm really sorry.
And, which one did you pick?
You choose whatever you want to.
Oh.
You don't have to pick and then be set along it. You will, when you open up a pack, there is a likelihood of there being any kinds of cards in there.
Gotcha.
And each pack is usually guaranteed to have one, like, at least rare card.
Yeah.
And might have a lot more. Mm. So there are levels of cards. There's basic, rare, legendary, or, like, rare, uncommon, rare, epic, legendary. And that's how it all goes, I think.
That sounds very Diablo-esque.
Yes,
I think, the
exactly.
Descriptions. Yeah.
Yep. And it is like totally up for chance what you will get. Like that you could get anything.
So it's not like if you spend actual money, you'll get better cards.
No, okay. No, it's not.
And Alex, have you spent real money on this game?
So far, I've been very good. I spent probably about like $10 on it.
That's not
total.
Bad.
Yep, that's great
for a game that you probably put like hours and hours into.
Yeah, I've probably played this in the last since I installed it. I have played like much, maybe like north of 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I put a lot of time into it, and I'm not very good, which is what really bums me out about the whole thing.
Sure.
It's like,
that is the problem we all face.
Yep,
right.
I'm not very, and in this, it's glaringly obvious that I'm not very good because I am playing against other people all the time. There's no, you can play against the computer, but it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It's there's so many different parts of it too, because like you might be good at, in the actual game sometimes, but you might be like a shitty deck builder. Or you might be a really good deck builder, but you make like bad decisions in there, or you might be like okay at both of them. But there are always so many people out there who are very good at those things, you know? So for a casual player, you'll be playing against other people sort of around your own level, and then you maybe like spring up a couple levels, like you'll go on a hot streak, and then just get crushed and like go back down pretty quickly.
Mm.
They make it fun in that way, but, it's just like a glaring reminder that I am not very good all the time. And I, you know, I don't have the time that it takes to get better at
this thing. Yes, yeah. Can you talk to the people that you're fighting?
You can talk, you can chat at your friends.
Okay.
So you can talk to, if someone's your friend, you can talk to them as much as you want to.
Gotcha.
And then you can communicate through like these little, like thought, like bubbles. So it'll be like, there's a one for greetings, or there's one for like, you know, sort of like taunting. There's one for like, well played. And the worst is when people are sarcastic through them. So someone, you'll do something stupid.
Good move.
Yes, you'll do something stupid. Someone will go, well played. And it's like, oh, fuck you so much. I hate you. I can't stand you right now.
Man.
Yeah.
Is there a way to disable those? Like a mute button?
I think you can. I think if you click on it right away, as they're about to say it, you can stop them from doing it.
It's like, that's the honor burn back. You know, it's like, I know you're going to say some shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
God, that's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, especially like when the worst is that sometimes someone will do that to you like right before they're about to like roll over you. So it'll be like a close game, someone will go well played, and then it's like hit you for, you know, 10 damage or however much is left or something like that through some kind of crazy combo.
God.
But it's very, very fun.
I was going to ask, what is it that is so addictive about it?
It's very low barrier for entry, so you can just, like, you know, it's free, you grab it, you do sort of, like, a training session that's, like, very easy, and then you're just kind of in the game, and the path to, like, play is just very clear. It's, like, just keep on playing at these sort of levels.
You'll get better cards.
You'll get better cards, and once you have all the basic cards, if you've made it that far, you're, like, pretty much hooked at that point, I think. Like,
nice.
I think it'd be hard to walk away if having put that much time in and, like, genuinely liked it and then say, like, okay, that was fun, but I think I'm done now.
Right.
It's, I don't know what it is exactly. It's just like really easy to sort of get up and do it. It's that same thing with like mobile gaming where it's like, you're playing against real people, mm-hmm. And it's just like super easy to pick up and play. So I can just do it whenever I want to.
And it was, I've never played Hearthstone. I'd like to. It sounds fun. But I remember playing Halo 2 when it first came out and like jumping into the multiplayer. Mm-hmm. And there were so many times where I was like, fuck, like, you either get... There's no reason to not play another round.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, I just won, I want to win again, because it felt great. Or, like, I just got my ass kicked, I want to get back in there and prove myself.
Retribution, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, I almost won, I was so goddamn close, you know? It's like, oh, and I know if I win, play another one, I'm going to win.
And here's
That really fucking gets me.
Add in the component on top of it of, like, there are levels involved, so you can, like, get better and become... demonstrably better at it, and the more you play completing like the certain tasks, the more gold you'll get, and the more cards you'll get, so the better you will have like decks, and it's like pretty much a trap. It's like a horrible money trap. Oh, and so Clayton is pulling out his iPad right now. You can get it on the iPad, and it's very fun. It's very cool to play on a tablet.
It's all on iPad, Steam. What else is it on? Like the Xbox networks? And
no,
stuff
it's
like that?
Just a PC.
Tablet.
Huh. All right, Hearthstone is what it's called. I'm pulling it up right now.
Are you buying it currently?
It's free, free, Tim.
To
buy it.
Yeah.
You seen it,
Tim? Have you not paid any attention?
Nah, dude.
Name all the classes, Tim.
Knight, Rogue, Paladin, Knight, Warlock.
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Did I say, is Knight not one of them?
Knight's not one of them, unfortunately.
Did you mean Warrior?
I meant Tim? Warrior.
Because that's what I chose.
Oh, God.
You had two chances. To blow it, Tim. All right. I'm going to try to figure out what my... Yeah, Tim just shot himself. That's what he was trying
using a knife.
Yes.
Which is the special hero power of the rogue.
Ah. Good job, Tim. Yep.
Walt Clayton's buying this game.
Again, free game. He doesn't have to buy it.
Free game.
Again. Tim, I don't know how many times we have to explain this.
Walt Clayton is getting his credit card info ready.
That's right. In case it makes me... I'm going to immediately buy enough points in the game so I can be competitive.
We've been talking... Hearthstone is an addictive game on the iPad. You can bring it anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. Alex provided us with shocking, I'm going to say somewhat frightening statistic in his email of topics. And that was about the,
Candy Crush?
Candy Crush Saga? Just regular Candy
Crush? I don't know the difference between the two of them.
Tell us this statistic one more time.
So, I read this recently. Yes. Apparently, in Q1 and Q2 of this year,
yes.
Candy Crush made more money for King.com, the company that owns it, mm-hmm. than all of the Nintendo properties.
That bums me out. Like, I would say this...
Now, there is a condition there.
Okay.
That... Nintendo makes most of its money in Q4. That's when people...
The holiday season, and
exactly,
that's sort of huge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, October through December, you know? That said, this is still insane.
It's one game.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, like, this simply should not be.
It's one
based
game
on
that's
what
a
I
really
understand.
Fucking bad game.
Yeah.
Like, I've not played.
Have
you guys played
here?
No, I refuse to, because this is... We're talking about, like... I do suffer from video game addiction.
Sure,
and I don't need this.
But I don't need this shit.
It's bejeweled, right? It's bejeweled, basically.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Okay,
as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
I played like a little bit of it, and I was like, "This is fucking retarded," mm-hmm. and I turned it off, and I didn't care. But yeah, and I've seen other people play it, and like, you know, judge them. but yeah, it's like looks. It's exactly like Bejeweled, except it has, like, some special powers, I guess, you can get. Like, you can get little, like, you know, disposable, like, you know, like knock out all the green.
Yeah.
But then what's despicable about it is, like, after you run out of lives, you have to stop playing until, like, a certain amount of time has passed.
Oh, yes.
Unless
you
either
pay
for it or invite friends to join.
Yeah. It's like Simpsons Tapped Out, from what I understand. Like, you can only, like, build a certain amount of whatever in Springfield, and it takes a lot of time. Otherwise, you can shorten that time with money. And I think we're on the same page in that, like, these games are so good at getting money out of people that I don't think would ever play video games normally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've received, and I have a hard rule on Facebook. Like, if you're not a close friend of mine, like, you're just some weird acquaintance on Facebook and you send me an invite to a game, because I know you're just sending that to, like, level up in your game or whatever, I unfriend that person. Like, I cannot take that
shit. Tim, I knew you were going to say that. I was hoping you would say, I give it a chance and check it out because I want to help them out.
Yeah. I want to be good to my fellow games.
But no. I'm totally with you. Do you ever not block, the first time you get a game request, not block that game? Like, immediately.
Immediately, too. Yeah.
I haven't done that yet. I will now.
Yes, yeah, so you can
block
the game.
One of my cousins kept, cousin who I'm like, I'm not close really with any of
I thought you were going to say, like, I say cousin in the loosest term. Which I don't really know what that would be.
By my cousin, I mean, like, a guy I know.
Like, you know, he's my aunt's son. Like, you know.
Cousin's not the word. What is it? Coworker? it's a Hearthstone is now downloaded, so I'm gonna check it out, and we can kind of in the history of this podcast, it's always gone really well when we play games.
Oh yeah, 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 always the best.
So I thought maybe let's give it a try. You know,
what could be interesting in 2015, maybe 16 for the podcast is getting a video component where you like record like a screen at the same time, so you can actually play it while you're talking about things.
You know, can do that.
You know what I would love to do is one of.
I'm kidding.
I mean, pointing a shaky camcorder at a screen.
Who wants to hold my iPod?
Oh, wow. I've never seen this intro before.
All right, here's a cutscene. So far, it looks like...
So that's Jaina Proudmoore, the mage.
Okay.
We're going to get back to, you know, person-to-person conversation. Yeah. Like, just a second, guys.
That's just the character from the game.
There's a werewolf.
They're going to keep that talk.
That looks like Diablo's in there.
Currently.
That's the warrior.
There's a white orc.
I'm going to check my email.
All right, Tim's gonna check his email. Oh, here's a drunken dwarf.
So,
classic.
The premise behind this game is that it's all of the World of Warcraft characters getting together in, like, a pub and playing a card game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
No, I think that's terrible.
You don't like that?
Yeah, I agree with Alex. That's pretty stupid.
The Match of the Gathering premise is that you are a wizard who is summoning creatures from another world and doing battle, and this is what you do in World of Warcraft to blow off steam. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that is pretty stupid.
That sucks. It sucks so much.
It's like, because it adds another level of, like, listen, we know it's not okay for you to just be, like, playing a card game. So why don't we make it characters that you know and love?
I think it adds a little humor into the World of Warcraft, and I don't mind it.
I mean, a world totally devoid of humor. Azeroth Choppers is a thing. I saw an ad for that on Facebook, and I was just shocked.
That was the motorcycles thing?
Yeah, they put choppers in World of Warcraft. Like, how desperate are they to keep users?
Oh, they're, like, down to 8 million or something like that. They just got to keep people on board.
Oh, yeah, 8 million. That's not going to be enough to pay.
But what I'm saying is it used to be, like, 12 million. Like, you can see it's starting to happen. And I bet that scares them. Because it was
where are
huge
they going?
Money.
Where do you think they're going?
World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft users. So, like, where's the fragmentation of, like, MMORPG guys going?
I don't know.
I'm super curious about that as well.
Yeah, is there a hot new, like, MMORPG that's on right now? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they're all going to WildStar or whatever that dumb shit is that just came out. I think it's, I think honestly they're not, like, looking for other MMOs to invest in.
Yeah.
I think they're just probably, like, fucking, like, finding other shit to do.
There's, like, there's not anything on the same scale, I would say, that's as popular, but, like, Dota's huge, or, like...
Yeah,
Dota's very big,
Right. What else? League of Legends is very popular.
Yeah.
I think that's a good point. And also, you gotta admit, like, when people do studies about stuff like this, it's usually, like, there are... you know, 200,000 power users that, you know, are driving most of the in-game economy and stuff like that and doing all those things. And then everyone else is just sort of, like, in and out all the time.
Yeah.
It used to be just that there were more people in and out all the time.
Right. And it's already starting to look like an old game, too.
It definitely is.
Yeah. How's that game treating you?
I think it's, like, the fucking tutorial, so...
yeah. And
feels
pretty good. You have to complete the tutorial to get through...
Cool. Listen, I got this shit, guys. I got a good feeling about this.
But, we want to talk about that horrible Candy Crush disc.
Alright, yeah, I'll put this away.
Because,
but trust me, you're gonna love it.
Will I? Maybe.
I'll be curious.
Yeah.
I bet you like it. We talked a little bit in the email about, like, well, should we discuss how things are changing? Like, how crazy that is and what that says about the current games market. Like,
right.
We talked when Kellen was on about how we had a bit of a disagreement. Kellen was talking about how the handhelds are still viable. I still kind of don't think they are. Like, I feel like the iPhone is the new handheld.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you you already need a phone for your everyday use, you know, checking your email, phone, and if you play great games on it, then it's so much easier. Like, a game is $5, where if you buy a handheld, a 3DS or whatever, mm-hmm. and a, you know, AAA game on the handhelds, you're talking like $200-$250 at this point.
Yeah.
I just feel like
you already have a $400 machine that could play it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And again, it's like this thing that has been proven time and time again. I don't know why people don't understand this. It's like these new consoles come out, and it's like the biggest, baddest machines since the PC you bought last year. You know, it's like they're really like trying to push that, like, these things are so powerful and can do such great, cool yeah. stuff with uh-huh. the graphics engines. And it's just sort of like, okay, we'll see. But that doesn't seem to appeal to people as much as just like, yeah, fucking Candy Crush, like, destroys. Yeah,
right.
Or like, you know, what was one of the, like, best games of the last few years has been, like, Hotline Miami, which is, like, not, no emphasis at all on graphics.
No, it's just, FTL. Like, a stylized
art. FTL, yeah, huge and great. And they forego the graphic stuff, and they are really super popular and really well-liked because they attack something else, like a certain style or
yeah.
a certain, like, emotional feeling yeah. or addictiveness. And, like, Hearthstone, you know, like, you pull it up and it's like, okay, yeah, this is, like, you know, obviously not the most mm-hmm. amazing graphics, but they do such a great job, obviously, with, like, the
gameplay, right?
Getting you to come yeah. back, yeah.
I think that's I hadn't really thought about it like that before, because in my mind I'm always like, why aren't there more, like, mobile games that focus exclusively on story and,
mm-hmm.
You know, like, because essentially we have this little machine in our hands that can become, like, a playable book, like.
Yeah.
I've been wondering where the great mobile RPGs are for a while. You know what I mean? Because yeah. there's the ability now to create on the sort of small scale, you know, for mobile phones that I could play on my commute, you know?
Yeah.
And I haven't really heard of anything, or nothing's really bubbled to the top yet in terms of that. So I'll be really curious to see, like, if that yeah. happens in the next few years.
I do wonder if it's, like, because so much of mobile gaming is, like, on the commute or whatever mm-hmm. like that, when you have, like, small bits of time. And when I think of playing an RPG, it's largely, like, I sit down and I'm there for, like, 4 hours, you know right. what I mean? So I think a lot of times what does well in the mobile market is, like, Angry Birds, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right.
it's one level, you pass it, and then you move on, and by the time you're to your work or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll pick up the next level whenever I go.
Exactly.
But I think there are some very cool, like, narrative things in like, iOS and stuff like that. Clayton just finished Device 6. You didn't talk about that in your games.
I forgot that I played it. It is good. Yeah. I played it on a plane flying out to California. And it is really cool, really weird, really yeah. interesting. And, yeah, very much that idea of, like, basically, like, a little interactive storybook
right.
that you're yeah. dealing with. And that stuff like that's awesome. But it's just that thing of, like, as much as that game was, like, cool and interesting, it's still really short.
Yes.
And it's just not very much bang for your buck.
Right.
Because it's not very replayable. And I think that's what they go for, because it's like, once you finish a story, you're done with it and you delete it off your phone, and these guys are looking for, like, permanent cash cows, you know, that yeah. can keep people hooked.
But that's exactly the point. So, like, earlier you were saying how, like, it will just focus on a specific thing. So it could focus on the story or the gameplay or these things, and that's sort of mm-hmm. what mobile has done. And we don't like that because it feels like it's removed from, like, the artistry of video games in
some
way.
But that's probably how they can make the most money.
Make the most money, yeah, sure. Right. But so there's got to be a middle ground between, like, yeah. the artistry of the consoles and the sort of, like, cheap, quick, like, you know, video games for the masses of, like, mobile makers right now.
Yeah.
And there's, like, got to be somewhere right in between. And that's what I think is going to start emerging over the next couple of years, is we'll see, like, these really cool as the barrier is lowered to create, like, mobile games, like, more people are going to start doing it who are interested in different things. There's a higher likelihood that someone who's making something you'd be interested in will do something.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I think so. Past few years, what I can think of is, like, Walking Dead was a AAA title by all, you know, by everyone's categorization, and it's amazing, and a lot of people bought it too. Have you played it?
I haven't. No.
Oh, I bet you like it a lot.
It's very good.
That's one of those ones where it's like there is an artistry to it, but it's not so.
And that's a static game, right? Like a choice will present itself.
Yes,
you make the choice, and then it goes in one direction.
Yeah.
So that's the perfect example of something like you could put if you put that on a mobile phone, it would you know everyone would play it. You
right.
know what I mean?
It was on iPad, and I know. Couple people who were like, yeah, I play it all the time. Like,
yeah, right.
You know, guys who were, you know, a little bit nerdy, but certainly not like, I'm going to go, you know, like, download the latest, like, Steam sale, you know, like, every game I can find.
So that's exactly, like what I'm talking about. So, like, it takes you X amount of time to beat that game, you know, what, like, 2 months, a month, less?
The whole thing, I would say maybe, like, 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
Yeah, it's very short.
And, like, how long do you think it takes for them to make a game like that?
Oh, a year, maybe?
Yeah. A year?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can keep on, if it's shortened to, like, maybe, like, it takes you, like, 2 months or, like, 6 months to make a game or something like that.
Yeah.
To be able to, like, release something every season, you know? Where it's just, like, this sort of continuing, serialized thing.
Oh, like one series or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's you have, like, a playable story like that. I think it's, like, we're entering this phase where that's, like, so viable. Where you just put it down, pick it back up, and, like, the story is what's shining more than anything else.
Yeah, I think, I haven't heard of anything like that on iOS. I'd be surprised if we didn't see it in the coming years. But, like, Destiny sounds like they're largely going to be doing that.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, that's sort of what Walking Dead did, was they would release, like, chapters.
Right,
but or episodes or whatever.
Yeah.
But each episode would be, like, 2 hours long to play.
Each one's, like, $5 or something like that. Yeah,
and it takes, like, a month to release each one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's, like, this is perfect. Yeah, I bought The Wolf Among Us, and it's been releasing episodes and stuff like that. And they've gotten kind of shitty, but they're not. It's still, it was very. The last one was really like what? Like it's it just becomes filler sometimes.
Yeah,
you know? It's
so
just like
what's The Wolf Among Us?
That's the Fables universe. You play as Bigby Wolf.
Yeah,
And you're trying to solve a series of murders in Fable Town. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. The first episode,
really first cool. one was great.
First one's great. Second one is like, and that wasn't quite as great. The third one's like, this isn't awesome. And then the fourth one's like, they're just killing time. They might as well have just had you like sit in a room for 2 hours.
But that's like so cool.
Oh, time to go.
Because the idea is sort of like, it's the same reaction you would have to like a video, or not a video, a TV series.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Where it's like, okay, it started off so strong, and then it's sort of like, and like,
this
you know,
season's good, I don't know about this one. Yeah.
Maybe in like 5 years, however long it takes for this to mature, will like be like, people should do it like the British games do it, where it's like, you know, three titles, and then that's
out.
It, you know?
Yeah, right.
Episodes.
And yeah,
there is a season 2 of Walking Dead out.
Yes,
now.
I was going to mention that. But that's the thing about Telltale Games, too, is I'm a little worried about that studio because they did one thing amazingly, and now it seems like every major developer is trying to hit them up to make games like that.
Yeah, so they're maybe like a Borderlands?
Yeah, they made obviously Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead 2. Then they're making a Game of Thrones one, and they're making a Borderlands one, and I feel like they're probably going to spread themselves too thin.
Yeah, they're not the biggest studio.
No, they're very
like,
small.
They were, I mean, I didn't know anything about them until Walking Dead. And then they made that Poker Night 2 game, which was like so hilarious for like 15 minutes, and I was like, right,
then the jokes start repeating.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wait a minute, that's why humor doesn't work super well in this medium. I am interested to see what they do, but that's a worry of mine as well, because it's like apparently Walking Dead 2 is great, and while they were doing that, like you could tell Wolf Among Us got less and less attention from the studio, and you're like,
but there's also so few studios that can afford to just release like one good game every couple years. The only one I can think of is, why am I forgetting their name? They own Steam. Valve, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they make the Steam money. Like, they can take as long as they want.
And they also, they make Dota 2.
Yes.
Which is a huge, fucking thing.
Talk about a place that just, like, figured it all out. That one dude is, you know, like.
Yeah, Gabe Newell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even release how much money they've made on Steam, but it's gotta be absurd.
Astronomical. Because it's just like, hey, just keep doing sales.
Yeah.
And people will keep buying it. Oh, man. I'll tell you right now, I bought probably like $50 worth of games on a Steam sale.
But
I got a ton of fucking games, though.
If you compare that to what you would have paid, say if those were all available at a GameStop, they would have been hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a little rumble of thunder in the distance.
Oh boy. Just derecho, my friend.
Very big rumbly. Thundery.
The gods are angry with us.
Oh, that's my tummy from eating that banh mi too fast.
How much time we got? Not a whole lot. Alex, there was one other thing we wanted to get to.
Oh man, this has already been so much fun. I'm so sad that it has to end.
I know.
We're not quite done yet.
We gotta play some more Hearthstone.
Yeah, here we go. Clayton doesn't like it.
That was actually what I was gonna mention. We've talked about this with a previous guest recently, mm-hmm. and you're thinking about maybe getting a new console.
I'm thinking about it.
Which, are you...
This is, we've turned ourselves into the console wars.
Yeah.
By the way,
A book I read.
Right.
It's a very poorly written book, a very interesting story.
Oh, good.
But the guy
like
is...
a Wikipedia page.
The guy is a screenwriter, and so he goes for these, like, big emotional sentences that are just very out of place. He'll be like, but what he didn't know with the choice he would make would... like dictate his entire career. There's like, you know, probably like 50 or 60 of those in the book.
Yeah.
And it's just like too much. But the story itself is really cool, and we recommend learning more about it.
So which way are you leaning currently?
So it's between a PS4 and a Steam machine.
Oh, you're not even thinking about Xbox One?
Xbox is all the stuff that I'm not interested in.
Sure. All the multimedia stuff or whatever?
Sure, like, sort of. Yeah. I mean, the multimedia stuff will be just as good on PS4, minus the fact that I won't be able to voice control it, maybe until they release that.
Yeah, which would probably just be
you
like
you can't
next
watch
year.
That Halo exclusive series.
I know. I think I blew it.
Is it Red versus Blue, too?
I think Sony did a much better... is going to do a much better job and has already committing to like indie developers and letting them do their own thing.
Yep.
But at the same time, I am very interested in the idea of like being able to take all the sales on Steam and just porting that to my TV.
Yes.
It's like so cool to
me.
You know?
That's definitely the big appeal.
Yeah.
For that console.
And it does think something that I actually like a lot too is it separates the TV from the video game experience again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you'll be able to play Netflix and stuff like that on Steam. Like, you probably will. But, like, I could get that functionality from, like, a Chromecast for super easy as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if I just have, like, my $300 video game machine, it's not, like, $500 and has, like, all these, like, things in it, you know? And then, you know, I can get cheap games in there all the time to play. And then, like, my little thing for, like, TV and streaming stuff, like, I don't really need this massive one thing in the middle.
Yeah. How much does a Chromecast cost? Like,
it's very cheap.
Yeah.
It's only gonna get
that's a hard sentence to say, by the way.
Like, how much does a Chromecast cost?
Let's just do our vocal warm-ups.
How much does a Chromecast cost?
Can it cast?
But for me, my big thing
cast of friends.
RPGs, I like to play a lot, and then occasionally dip my feet into like the big games when something sounds interesting, and then like cool independent titles. Like those are the, like my three things that I want out of a video game system.
Yeah, and with the Steam Box, like PlayStation Network and Xbox Marketplace still don't really compare in terms of like what's available out there.
Yeah.
Just especially in terms of like weird like fringe stuff that you would never find on the consoles.
Well, even like the release I was so like it really kind of drove me nuts that I didn't play it on console was GTA 5 last year, and now it's being released on PC.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, it makes its way eventually to Steam and to everything else.
Yeah.
So just gotta be cool with that. Where have you guys wound up on those conversations? I mean, minus Clayton, because he'll just go shitting on consoles for a while and feel stupid.
Well, you know, it's hard to imagine taking a step back into the past.
Is your machine right now more powerful than these new consoles?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. Just it's a bare. I mean, it's not like
damn.
A huge difference, but yeah, it's if like I got a slightly better graphics card, it would be. Even, like, a huge bargain.
Yeah.
I was just looking into replacing the hard drive on the PS4. Because you can do, if you do either like a solid, like solid state is probably a little bit too much money, but they have the hybrids that are part solid state, part like readable disc right now.
Yeah, and those are supposed to be really,
how much are those
really
cost?
Cool.
They're like, you can get them for like less than $100 sometimes.
Oh.
And it will, it adds, it's a terabyte of space versus 400 gigabytes.
Yeah.
And so it's like the difference between having, you know, like 20 to 50 games versus like 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So that, then that feels like a must.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not a must. Maybe it doesn't.
At this point, I'm running out of...
Yeah. I've got a terabyte on my PC, and I mean, like, I have to delete games, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah, right.
It's usually like, I can't have, like, every major release on the computer at the same time, but why would I want that?
I am, at this point, like, running out of games on the PS3 to play. Like, I've played the majority of the ones I want to play. I still, I want to play Diablo 3. I'm going to wait around for Dragon Age Inquisition to come out. There's others, but I feel like I've played all the, like, good, like, exclusive ones to the PlayStation 3, so.
Exclusives, I think you definitely have.
Yes.
But there were, I mean, looking back, it is so crazy how many games started out as, like, an Xbox exclusive and got changed into basically every console.
Oh, yeah.
Every
and
platform.
I'm so glad I got the PlayStation 3, and yet, if like, numerically speaking, that console lost the last generation.
Yeah, big time.
Like, and yet I feel like it had the best experience as a gamer out of the three of them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a Wii. Like, that seemed more, like, very casual, but...
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It is. I remember buying my Wii, and it was like...
My Wii.
My Wii.
This is the Borat Gamecast.
Also, my Wii sounds so much like Ennui.
It's hard to say...
I remember buying my Wii.
It's hard to talk seriously about the Wii at all, because it's
impossible.
Like, what a stupid my fucking Wii. Name. It was almost the Nintendo Revolution. That was the code name for it.
Nintendo Revolution.
I remember, like, everyone getting really excited. It's like, this Nintendo Revolution thing is coming out, and it's going to be great. Just
Do
like
you
Matrix
have
Revolution.
The Revolution?
Is
gonna be. Let's play my Revolution.
Yeah, it's like... That's a way cooler name. Yeah, like they could have done all those commercials.
But instead, we got the Weevolution.
Oh, yeah, boy. We got the Weevolution. And
in this millennium, we're still...
Yeah. In this, the new Weelennium.
Nintendo, I'm curious. It seems, after reading Console Wars, I'm very curious. Because, like, basically Console Wars ends... with, like, Genesis being creamed in the U.S. by the...
Yeah.
Like, the Saturn sucks compared to the 64, which was very much my experience of it.
Yeah,
and
I never owned the Saturn.
No, it did so poorly in the United States. I was reading about it. But it was interesting because the Genesis did really bad in Japan. So it was like... Sega Japan and Sega United States were out of cross-purpose, you know? We're at cross-purpose, you know?
So crazy.
Yeah.
It's so weird how stuff like that will happen,
yeah,
though. Where, like... I mean, we never got some of the Suikoden games that came out.
Yeah.
And those were all Saturn games, I think.
There was a version on the Saturn.
Yeah. There was. There was one that was, like... I don't even know what the fuck console it was for. I think it was for PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it was a weird, like, interactive storybook type thing. And it dealt more with Sierra, the vampire mistress from Suikoden 2. Like, it was story, and a little bit more of, like, Colgan and Seed's backstory from the Highland Kingdom. And I was, like, super excited about it. I watched, like, the trailer a bunch of times, and I was like, can't wait for this to come out. And they were like, no, we're not doing it in the U.S.
Speaking of our mini-episode on Chrono Trigger, there was a small, like, thing that went between Chrono Trigger and Chrono Cross called Radical Dreamers that was released in Japan.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yes. And they had stuff like that that just never... People didn't think we'd be interested in here. But on the flip side of the coin... like, Xbox has historically not done well in Japan. Like, they don't seem to care very much for American
games.
There's
so many first-person shooters.
Yeah, like, Mass Effect isn't really a thing in Japan. I don't know what it is.
That's crazy.
But, yeah.
That's interesting. It must be, like, a cultural thing.
I guess so. Chrono Trigger mini episode. Go. Man, that's a great game.
What a great game.
What? Man. Listen, let's all, real quick, like, do you kill Magus, or do you put Magus in your party?
You put Magus in your party, because, God damn it, Frog's gotta learn to forgive, okay?
Yeah?
So, you know,
we're talking about like my original Sophie's Choice right here. Yeah. Like,
stuff.
I put Megas in my party because I wanted to be able to cast Dark Matter, yeah. you know, or Black Matter,
which, Dark Matter Coffee, which also didn't like didn't do nearly as well against enemies as it,
no, it did against you. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's always have fucking. It's like he must have like 10,000 HP that gets in your party, and it's like
he's like 10 levels lower than you when he gets in your party. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I having like had in the party, I also liked killing him so that I could see Frog as Gwen.
Yeah, cool. But him as a little kid in the floating palace didn't do anything for you emotionally.
It showed me the young Hitler. This guy was a genocidal maniac. Like I don't care that, you know, all right, sure, Ozzy maybe warped his mind or whatever, but clearly Ozzy was terrified of him by the time he became an adult. And, yeah, this was a guy who basically set out to wage war against all of humanity just because he was, like, he wanted to get closer to Lavos. Like, it's just fucking nuts, man.
Well, he wanted to kill Lavos,
but first he had to, like, summon him.
Yeah. And he didn't want to kill Lavos for the right reasons.
No.
He was, like, vengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have been able to beat him. I mean, we know you.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we see it. In the Kingdom of Zeal, when you finally come face-to-face with Lavos, and he reveals himself as the Oracle or whatever, the Prophet.
Right.
And then he does a melee attack against Magus, you know, because that, or, sorry, Magus Lavos. Does a melee attack against Lavos, which is definitely going to work. it's like this. I'll hit him with my scythe? Okay.
You know what? I was just...
Was anyone fooled by the fact that he was the... Like, I was like, that's Magus. Like, it was so clearly him. Like, when you saw the orange...
He's got, like, a long blue hair. Yeah,
yeah, right.
I spent, like, an hour killing him.
I just thought about this game because I was remembering how cool it was back in the SNES era where, like, you could just access the last boss whenever you wanted. Like, you could go to the end of time and just, like, hit X on that button or whatever and go, even if you were, like, completely underpowered.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really cool convention.
It was very much, like, how games later became, to an extent, like, being very non-linear and opening the world up, which is not a new, totally new thing, but for SNES, like, whoa, what?
That's a very cool mechanic. Yes. I completely agree.
So folks, go play Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
It's on every platform now. You can get it on iOS, you can get it on Android, get an emulator and
PlayStation Network,
3DS.
Wii, whatever. I've probably not the
Jaguar.
Xbox, the Jaguar.
The one that was the 64-bit before.
The Jaguar.
The Sega CD.
Virtua Boy. Alex, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I hope my performance was cool enough to warrant an invite back,
Alex,
before 2 years is up.
I don't know why we haven't had you back since then.
Episode 8, and now it's like episode 50.
We've had a lot of Kellen and Dan Strauss episodes, and Mike Brodley.
I gotta tell you,
we got them under contract, man. We gotta have them on.
Hey, those people are much better. I'm willing to admit it.
Alex, is there anything you want to plug?
Jangle Heart Circus, you'll both be in it multiple times. It's coming up. That'll be really fun. Also, my Brazilian vacation / work, I'm very much looking forward to.
A lot of Hearthstone
down
there?
Yeah, a lot of Hearthstone. I probably will play a lot of Hearthstone when I'm, like, feeling weird culture shock and, like, want to hang out in my hotel room.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, there's going to be beautiful people.
Hell yeah, dude. Make you furious.
No, thank you.
I late 90s, still Thursdays at 8 for the next, like, I guess month, because then IO is supposedly
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. That'll be crazy.
So IO is moving. I don't know. Like, I guess everyone knows this at this point. And
it's not a secret.
Like, right? I don't know. Someone said it in a show recently, and I got real weirded out and didn't know what to do. I was hosting. So I just kind of tried to play it off by being like, maybe. And then I just moved on.
Do we know what, like, the goodbye show for... Why are we talking about this on this podcast?
What now? Who gives a shit? Some business is moving.
How was the game show?
Oh, it was really... the audience immediately turned against me because apparently I went too far and they were worried about the performers being seriously wounded.
Which is fair, all things considered.
Whatever, man.
I was hoping you'd go a little harder on them personally. From what I heard, you gave them a lot of physical challenges and made them, like, feel scared.
Less honest and emotional.
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
You didn't, like, have Mike confront, like, as someone who knows Mike and has a lot of conversations with him about, like, what makes him uncomfortable for comedic effect,
uh-huh.
I feel like you were uniquely primed to really destroy him.
Yeah.
And he chose not to, which was impressive, but also a little disappointing.
Yeah, good as a friend, probably, to do that.
Yeah, also, like, I just didn't think about it. I was like, I'm just gonna, like, make him eat, like, fucking liver and shit. Or kidneys. Jude almost threw up.
It was great. It cooked kidneys?
Yeah, I guess.
That's not that bad.
Guys, I'll be back on again soon.
Apparently it's pretty bad.
We'll finish this conversation then.
That's true. July 23rd, is the next Hijinks show. Cool. And, what are we doing for it? It's called Quintuple Booked. We're all doing, like, one solo stuff. I was gonna say one man stuff, but there's a girl in the group. So, solo stuff. And you should check that out, because I'm gonna do something called The History of Seduction, where I try to seduce the audience as various people from history, including, but not limited to, Caligula. So, check that out.
I love it. Check the Shakti's out at the Comedy Exposition of 2014. We're going to be at the Annoyance Space at midnight Friday. Clayton, talk for a second.
Oh, man. Hearthstone is heating up, you guys. Looks like I've got a minion that I can play.
All right, Clayton, shut up.
I haven't been paying attention.
The Annoyance, Friday, July 11th at midnight. That's going to be a super fun show. And, I'm going to say this. Clayton and I have officially booked a crazy guest coming up, so stay tuned to Talking Games.
Have we?
Yeah. Remember, we've talked about this. We've said
who is it?
Alex, thank you again so much for being on.
Thank you.
We're going to have you on again soon.
Is it like Obama? Or
does Obama play video games?
Oh, man. I hope so. I want to play a little game with him called War Games, starring Matthew Broderick.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
The real game is in your heart.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.